What's the deal, man? T-Rail, we back at it. You know what I'm saying? What's the deal? I got a special guest in the building. I got my homegirl, Asia. What's the deal?
What's the deal, T-Rail?
Princess of Compton. We still doing that?
Yeah.
Are we going queen or are we going princess?
Nah, I would never go queen. I'm good on that.
Why you don't go queen?
I just feel like it's too much. Like, when I got the name, it was like an accident. For me to call myself queen, it's just like...
So we ain't going to go all the way Beyonce with it?
You know, in a mind, yeah, but not. I don't want people calling me Queen of Compton. I think somebody already go by Queen of Compton too.
They do.
Yeah.
So you went princess, and they said, "Fucking, I'm going queen."
Nah, they was queen first. I didn't even know. I found out once I said the princess name. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. You feel me?
But, well, what's the deal?
Man, nothing.
What you been up to?
Chill with y'all on time.
Chill with me.
Mm-hmm. And you own one too. I love it. But
yeah, what's the deal? Cause I got right in here. Like, what you trying to do? You know what I'm saying? We, you know, no jumper is crazy in here. Yeah. So if you don't like nobody, you go ahead and say here's a comfortable place in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? We can go. Who do you don't like?
Hey, I've been thinking about coming up here, but I'm like, you know, stuff y'all talk about be crazy, and I'm you know, I'm chill. I'm kind of just shy, like.
No, you can't come up in here shy.
I'm cool, though, you know.
Coming up in here shy ain't going to mix.
That's why they said when T-Rex, you know, they said you was interviewing. I'm like, all right, cool.
Oh, you was happy?
I know you're going to talk, so I'm like, I'm cool.
Oh, yeah, I like that. You know what I'm saying? I like that. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? A lot of motherfuckers be enjoying, you know, because, you know, I kind of trying to make it comfortable. I ain't trying to, like, interrogate it again.
No, it's just chill,
shit.
Laid back.
Yeah,
homie to
chill.
Homie talk.
Yeah. So, Princess of Compton. You know what I'm saying? What we been doing, you know what I'm saying? Where are we at with it right now?
Right now, we just rebranding, rebuilding, you know? I just dropped a song called G-Funk. It's been going crazy. I got everybody doing their little C-walk and a B-walk and all that. So I just learned how to do it, too. So that's where I'm at with it, just trying to, like, have more of a relationship with my supporters. Like, I do shit at home now. Just y'all see me in my bonnet and my socks, just regular, like...
Why a rebrand?
I just feel like when Time For It came out, which was my biggest song, when it came out, it was just moving too fast for me. So I was taking in so many, like, opinions, you know? So now I'm at a stage where it's like I just be locked in with myself and, like, doing my own thing, creating my type of music, doing everything that I want to do. And that's why I feel like it's a rebrand for me. Like,
oh, so you feel like, you know what I'm saying, I had a hot song. This was f***ing with me. Everybody tapping in. And y'all, this is, you know what I'm saying, f***ing my opinions up about everything. And
yeah, everybody
my
got an opinion. You know, everybody want to tell you what to change, you know, especially when you're new to all this industry. So I kind of took a step back and kind of, like, got to know myself again.
So it was too much for you?
The industry
period, you felt like it was weighing on you?
I just felt like a lot of stuff was happening too fast. But I was enjoying it at the same time because, like, I only been doing this for a short period of time. So everything happened fast when Time For It came out. I was getting, you know, put on Rolling Loud stage, BET, which was good. But at the same time, when you got all that coming at you at one time and you don't know nothing about the industry, you kind of got to, like, sit back and be like, all right, hold on, let me get a steer
get
this
a
wheel. You know what I'm saying? You got to
yeah.
get a grip on it. So that's where I'm at right now. I just learned the business, so I'm kind of like, I got my head on my shoulders this time.
Like, what was the, like, thing that stuck out to you that you feel like, you know what, I can't really deal with this. I'm out of here.
It was just like people wanted me to go pop. People wanted me to rap. People wanted me to. It's always what people wanted. Like, and it was like, damn, what do Asia want? Like, do you? You know what I'm saying? Like, I did a freestyle. Everybody, like, you need to rap more. All right, when I rap, man, you need to do some pop. It's like,
hold on, but you wasn't signed though.
No. I had a distribution with Empire, but I'm saying, like, I was still trying to build my team because it was always me and my dad, my mom, my family. But I was letting people come in, management. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
but you're supposed to let Pops and all the people that's really there for you, you know what I'm saying, tell you what, you know what I'm saying?
I think we just was, like, intimidated. Like, we didn't think we had the power to know what to do. You get me? We always tried to, like, lean on somebody else. And I feel like at this point in time, like, I trust my team with my life. Like, we build up so much knowledge at this point in time that we know what to do with it. You get what I'm saying? At the time, I was letting people come in because we felt like we didn't know what we was doing.
Yeah.
And then you have different people come around to kind of, it tangle stuff up for you, you know?
Do you feel like you kind of, like, missed that boat you know what I'm saying, or miss, you know what I'm saying, missed your call. Not saying missed your calling, mm-hmm. but just, you know what I'm saying, like, you didn't, you were supposed to there, and that was your time, and do you feel like, you know what I'm saying, like, it kind of fucked you up that you kind of took a break off of it?
No, I feel like, I don't ever feel like I missed my boat, because I feel like I'm the type of artist, I'm going to have timeless music. But I do feel like during the pandemic, I kind of, like, I was getting invited into parties, and I just wouldn't go. Like, on top of me being scared of the crib, I was one of the ones that was just staying in the crib.
Oh, so you one of them niggas?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm already, like, anti, you feel me? So
when that came around, put it on.
Look, I'm already a germaphobe, so when that came around, I really didn't go nowhere. So I feel like I missed my opportunities because of my own head, like, not going to certain things. And I don't know, Hollywood shit just in my own head, like, I can't do this, bro. Like, it's too much going on. I need to sit and understand. Like, and I felt like that's when I took a break. And that's when I was like, okay, let me play catch up with myself real quick.
And you know, like, in the game, in the rap game, it's hard for females.
Yeah, so it's, you shouldn't be taking no breaks. You feel me?
Tremendously hard.
Especially for, when you're not, females. You know what I'm saying? When you like me.
And I'm well finna get there. You ain't the traditional.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The look and the, you know what I'm saying? The female that people are used to, you know what I'm saying, gravitating to. Mm-hmm. So it's super hard, you know what I'm saying, when you coming out like you, you know what I'm saying? It's just like Young M.A., it's probably like, she probably like one of the only ones.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, we all seen you on the sit hitting those stages, and I seen you doing, you know what I'm saying, DJ heads and them and all of that, like, niggas was like, okay, they picking you.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? It was just like, damn, it's like you gotta get in there. When you get in there, like, you know what I'm saying, when it hits you and it's that time, don't pass that shit up. But,
exactly, that's the point.
Yeah, but still, I ain't even gonna lie though. But still, even though whatever you did, you took a break, man, because you have to do that mentally anyway. I don't give a fuck what it is. If you feel like that's not it for you right now, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, I gotta take that break. Cool, fuck it. That's what I'm gonna do. Like, you actually gotta do that. But if your music ain't good though. Bitch, you better get in there. Yeah, you better get in there and do what you gotta do. If your music ain't good, but your music is actually really good, to where you really it. You could, you know what I'm saying, get in there and wiggle in there and just do your thing.
Yeah, I'm at a point where I'm like, I'm going hard. I'm not trying to take no breaks. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm playing catch up with myself on time just to show people that I didn't miss my boat. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, the music is timeless. The music is there. So, you know, I got this song dropping with Blue Bug, so I don't think the city was, like, preparing for that. So I feel like once we pop out with that, too, and then I got some other stuff in the cut, I'm really planning all my quarters. Like, I'm probably already in third quarter, mentally, though. Like, so that's just where we at with it right now. I will never take another break again, though.
I mean, because when you hop in the studio with the dudes, you feel me, like, you got swag, you feel me, you get in there, like, what's the, like, reaction when the niggas see you, like, you know what I'm saying, they more receptive to what's going on, or what?
Yeah, they be respectful, of course, but I would say, I feel like it's always like a tug of war, like, let me see what you could do. You get what I'm saying? Let me see how you, I hear this about you. Let me see how you act in the studio. You know, it's always like a tug of war. But once we get through that vibe, it's like everything is just easy.
It start flowing.
Like, with the Blue Bucks, though, I just sent them the track, and they sent it back to me. But we always chopping it up, you get me? So we develop our own little friendship. And they just had me come out at their show, and it was just like all love. Then I met OGZ, it was love with him. I'm trying to work with him. I'm just trying to, like, shake hands at this point, get people to get to know me, because I feel like nobody knew the face of Time For It. Like, they knew the song, but they didn't know, who's this girl? Like, people still don't say my name right.
That's crazy, bro. You really do. I be saying that about a lot of artists, too, and especially a lot of artists from L.A.
Yeah.
Niggas don't know what you look like.
Yeah, they
know
the music.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas know the music. But they don't know who you is.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they get to know who you is, nigga, you dirty. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
like, nigga,
hey, you
put it together. Because y'all niggas don't be putting it together right.
You stupid.
I'm not even going to lie to you. You feel me? Like, and it just be like, y'all niggas got to get the image together.
Get it all together. It's a whole package.
You know what I'm saying? How you feel about having that whole package together? You feel me? Like, as a fucking artist, because me personally, I think that shit is important as fuck.
You know, I didn't know it was that important, because I always been, like, laid back, and I go somewhere in some sweats, you know, but when you got people, like, I was at Adventure City, and the little girl's on the roller coaster, right? And I took my hat off. I don't ever take my hat off because sometimes I be having bad hair days. So I took my hat off because the roller coaster. She was filming me the whole time. At Asia on the roller coaster, my hair flying. I'm like, man, I got to start really paying attention to how I step out the house and how people see me, you know? So, because I seen it. I seen, like, damn, you seen the song?
Like, fuck.
Yeah, y'all seen, like, you seen the song? Then they don't have the look. And it do play a part, you know? People take you serious when you got that look, you know? You got the image. But always be yourself at the same time, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I feel like everybody can't be J. Cole. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, seriously. Like, everybody, you niggas can't just be out there. Like, the music got to be stupid.
And J. Cole got the money to
do
that. It's like, you know he got bank. Okay, this nigga don't look like it, but you know he got bank.
You know what it is.
You can't not have bank and then look like you don't have bank. And it's just like...
That shit don't match. You got to, like, really have the image together. You know what I'm saying? And I really think that shit is important, though, you know, for artists, man.
100%.
Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? But... You on, you know what I'm saying? This your first time here on this platform, right?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So let's start from the beginning, you know what I'm saying? Where my girl from, man? What it do?
You already know I'm from Compton, California. Wilmington Norms, to be exact. I've been doing music for a short period of time, but I took it serious when I dropped. When my brother went to jail, my brother got incarcerated. Free Cholo, he got incarcerated. He got 80 years. And then that's when I started, like, really writing music. So I made this song called The Warm Up, right? So my whole city, like, they was messing with that song. Like, oh, damn, you could, like, rap. Ooh. So then I did Time For It, and that just blew up. So you got to think that's my second single, and it just went crazy. So it was just too much, like I said before. But after that, I came out with Spotlight. Then I dropped Princess Diary. So that was my first project. I did that with Empire. Then I just dropped, like, a little... EPs, like, once a year, though. I didn't really, like, put out as much music as I should have. Like, I got a lot of A&Rs that come to me, and they be like, man, I was about to sign you, but you stopped dropping music at one point. Like, you just go ghost, or, you know, so I felt that. So that's why I said right now I'm just rebranding and just making sure I'm on top of the
ball. Man, how was it growing up in Compton?
It was cool.
And the Wilmington Arms, if y'all don't know, you know what I'm saying, it's a project in Compton, you know what I'm saying, off Wilmington.
And
I
Laurel.
Used to stay in the Sunny Cove.
Oh, for real?
I definitely did.
You look like the type, though, like a Sunny Cove type, you know what I'm saying?
It's a type?
Yeah.
I was stuck in that motherfucker. I didn't know what Compton was. I found the house. We rented it out. We was stuck in that bitch, but you young, though, you know what I'm saying? You'll figure it out. Spank will tell you, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was sneaking to all the parties in the Sunny Cove.
What? We was going crazy in that motherfucker. But, yeah, how was it growing up? You know what I'm saying? In the Wilmington Arms. Because I really didn't go in there. I just stayed in
Sunny Cove. Yeah. Sunny Side. It was cool. I feel like everybody like family. Like, we all call each other cousins. Like, even as an adult, we be like, yeah, that's my cousin. Even though, like, in our mind, like, everybody else, like, y'all not blood. But in our mind, it's like, we is blood. We grew up together. Like, we used to have little house parties. I go over there after school every day. And we just was bad, man. Ding dong ditch, basketball. But it's like, everybody that I grew up with, or that I've been around, is in jail, dead, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of like, it's like this now. So, I still pop out.
At your age, everybody is in jail or dead, like the majority of
the people that I grew up with, yeah. Like, right now in the Arms, it's probably about, like, 4 people that I grew up with since I was a kid that's still over there.
That's
crazy. And from my generation, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, like, my brother, like, that's somebody, I always hung out with the boys. I always hung out with the ones older than me, so my brother, he in jail. Tay Tay, he dead. Woo, he died. His birthday was yesterday. So, like, everybody that I grew up with is not around like that.
Like, did that shit take a toll on you, though? You know, as a youngster, though, you know what I'm saying? Living over there and fucking around over there?
Yeah, when my, when Woo died, my brother got shot. I was about, I think I was 10 years old. So, to experience that at that age, it was like.
10?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And we called Woo like our first heartbreak because that was the first person we lost like in our generation, our group. So to experience that, it kind of changed me. Kind of like now I move cautious. Like I'm not a confrontational person. Like I could go there, but I'm trying not to because I see what could happen. Like I lost everybody. So it's like I see how this world works. So I just be like scared to get close to people at the same time too because it kind of traumatized you, though, like, even growing through high school, like, the people that was I was around in high school, like, they not around. Like, everybody just drifted off and not in a good way.
Where high school did you go to?
I went to Paramount High.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, everybody, the neutrals went to Paramount. So yeah. I was at Paramount, but, you know.
That's crazy to be traumatized. I mean, it's so crazy that for us in the ghetto, like, that this shit happened so, you know what I'm saying, at a young age. And it really kind of, like, fuck with you. I ain't gonna lie, you know what I'm saying? So much shit that happened to me, like, over the years and just being around in the ghetto. And, you know, when a nigga die, like, I don't cry.
You know get numb to it.
I'm super numb to it. Like, oh, what you call it, die? I'm like, oh, all right. You know what I mean?
You like, feel, but it's like.
Oh, okay. Like, shit, hey, tell his mama. You know, and then I'm going on about my day. You feel me? Like, and that shit kind of like, I had to ask my mama one day, like, is that shit? That shit can't be normal. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I see these niggas crying. I'm like, I ain't crying. You feel me? Like. That shit kind of, like, fuck with you a little bit. But then again, I feel like, you know, it kind of molds you into, like, this different person and a stronger person. I feel like we really,
definitely.
Like, we really, really meant to be out here with this shit. You know what I'm saying? And doing this
especially
shit.
Especially if you got your head on your shoulders, you understand, like, how you could be here today and gone tomorrow. You get me?
Yeah.
So I learned that shit early, man.
Well, Roddy Ricch is from over there, too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How close are you with Roddy?
You know, my family manage him. His managers is my uncles.
Oh, that's your uncle?
Yeah, Bird is my cousin and Dumbo, my uncle.
Shout out Bird. Love you to
death. Shout out Bird and Dumbo.
So, you know what I'm saying? How, you know, you ever asked the boy for a feature or what?
No, I never asked him for a feature. You know, we'll probably talk to, like, Dumbo and them, like, what's good? Like, let's, you know what I'm saying? But we ain't never got to it, really.
Oh, so you out there, you want to work.
Oh, yeah, we could work. Like, if you know, I'm not going to beg nobody to work with me. You get what I'm saying? But if the opportunity come, of course, I'm going to work with you.
I mean, but closed mouth don't get fed out here, you know what I'm saying, in this industry. So, hold on. We can ask right now. We can do right now. So, Roddy, what's the deal? You know what I'm saying? Tap in with my girl. She hot out here, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with her one time. And y'all from the same place. Y'all probably the same height. You know what I'm saying? I love you to death. It'll match up, my
hey,
nigga.
Hey, man, you ain't no good. It's like, y'all probably just like,
yeah. I'll fuck with my nigga, though.
No, nah, yeah, it's all love, man. Like, that's family at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
It'll get to it when it get to it. Like I say, that's family, you know. I seen it all happen.
Yeah.
I seen it all happen.
It'll get there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But you definitely a closed mouth don't get fed. And even if you ask, and niggas is like, you know, cold shoulder at first. Niggas still keep you in mind. You feel me? Niggas be wanting to see what you got going on first. You feel me?
Definitely.
Yeah, a lot of people, a lot of artists be feeling like they don't want to be the crutch. You know what I'm saying? But then again, I feel like when you like a new artist, like, it's kind of like, shit, nigga, give me a booster real quick, nigga. Like,
yeah, I mean, a booster will always help, but I used to be in my feelings about not even just like, bro, but I'm talking about like the people that I know. That was helping other artists and they wasn't helping me. And now I'm like, bro, you got to do this shit yourself. Like, can't nobody really blow you up like that. They could give you a booster for sure, especially somebody in that position. But it's like, I'm going to do it with or without. That'd be my mindset. Like, just go and do it, man. Just do your shit.
So you seen other artists helping niggas and leaving you, like,
I seen, like, I'm talking about, like, family. I seen friends and people that was in better positions, not even doing music. Just around in them rooms, you get what I'm saying? Like, just around the people that I need to be around. And, you know, they always left me in the cold, but that's what molded me into becoming who I am today.
Yeah.
You know, like, one thing people gonna say is I'm strong. I kept it going, like, with no handout, really, so.
But I also feel like you do gotta go through that, because a nigga don't owe you shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't owe you shit. If I'm in that room... And I didn't bring your name up, you feel me? Don't be mad at me, nigga, because I'm still trying to get to where I'm going.
I'm trying to go. Yeah, but I learned that, too. Like, people, sometimes they don't help you because they can't.
Because I can't.
Because I had artists, my homies asked me, like, I need you to co-sign. I ain't even in that position to co-sign you where it's going to go.
Yeah.
You get me? But when I get there, for sure, I got you.
But that's the same thing, like, with this shit.
Yeah.
Niggas is like, hey, bro, what the, you at that motherfucker, girl? And I'm like, bitch, I can't do nothing yet. Let me get in here first, and I can wiggle it.
Yeah,
100%. I can hold on. You feel me? Like, some niggas don't understand because you know what I'm saying? Like, hold on.
And some
on.
Niggas just don't, they could be up there in that position. They just don't, that's not their style. They just don't want to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Me personally, I know once I get to a certain level, like if I don't know fake shit. Like if it's love, if I show you love, especially when you show me love, I'm gonna show you love when I get up.
On God in heaven.
I don't owe you that. You don't owe me nothing. But it's just my heart, like how I am.
So you have to. You gotta pull a nigga up though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because you know one thing on the West Coast.
That's the problem. In a sense.
That's the biggest problem.
Yeah.
Since nigga, you feel me? Like older days, like. Pull me up. Like, let's just keep pulling each other up. Let's all make the bread. I be feeling like niggas learn from the older generation. And then we don't have nobody teaching us. Mm-hmm. And then it just, you feel me? It's just going to keep falling down. Niggas is just crabs in the bucket. Niggas don't even give a fuck. But if we keep pulling each other up, we good. I mean, it's only so many favors I can't do for you.
Exactly.
Like, it's only so much I can do for you. But at least help a nigga out, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, let's go back to the you know, being a woman in hip hop and a woman's, you know what I'm saying, how a woman is perceived in hip hop, you know what I'm saying? How do you deal with that? You know what I'm saying? How do you how are you dealing with that and how are you getting over that type of shit? Because I know the BBLs, you gotta have ass, you gotta have big titties, you know what I'm saying? Like they want you to have the wig on, 19 wigs. like, how are you dealing with that?
I ain't really dealt with it. Like, I don't really pay it too much attention. Like, I know people be like, oh, you ain't made it to where you're supposed to make it yet because you're supposed to look like this. And I get that. That's the conversation sometimes. But I feel like if you keep working and your talent speak for itself, like if I have a song that go viral tonight, especially you got TikTok now, who gonna stop that really? No, you can't stop it. It's the product gotta sell. Yeah. So regardless of how I look, the product got to sell first. You get what I'm saying? So all I could do is come in the room, be fly, be myself, and just chill. And let shit the universe do what it's supposed to do. But I know what's expected of me, though. I know, like, you supposed to look like this, or you got to date this person, or you got to do this. I don't get into all that. I come in the room with my uncle, my dad, and we do what we got to do, and we chill, and I make the best of it. So, like, say if somebody asks me to come do a hook, and they trying to, or they feel like in their head, like, man, she ain't cute to me, or whatever the case is. I just go in there and do my job and do the best that I could do. And they come out hard, and then them niggas be like, ooh, this shit hard, though. Like, so that's the reaction I get a lot of times. Just, like, people stun me at first, like, Then they hear the work, and they be like, oh, yeah, I fuck with you. Like, you look how you look, but I fuck with you, though.
You look how you look, it's crazy.
You look how you look. That's the feeling I get from people, though. Like,
you look how you look, it's just so fucking crazy. Like, we so fucking shallow.
Yeah.
Like, that shit is wild, though, bruh.
And they don't be wanting their girls around either. Like, it'd be weird. I don't know.
I wouldn't want it either. Nigga, you fly.
It'd be weird.
You know what I mean? Like, hold on. Nigga, I ain't fucking with you.
But just
because
I like girls don't mean I like every girl, goddamn it, though. She is safe.
Just because I like girls don't mean I like every girl.
She is safe.
But that's funny, though. I mean, but if I was a nigga and I was in there talking to you, I'd be like, shit, nigga, who's the baddest bitch? What's going on? Like, you got some.
Oh, yeah, they be asking me for the females. Where they at?
That'd you fucking lying.
I swear to God.
Where the hoes at?
Yeah.
You don't know. You for sure don't know.
I don't know.
You for sure don't know. Like, you don't even want to go outside through COVID. You want to put your mask on. We can't ask you no questions.
Man, I'm past them days. I'm chilling.
That's tight, though. You feel me? I fuck with it, though. I mean, you know, niggas just got to get comfortable out here. And,
nah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And doing what they doing, man. I mean, living in the ghetto, too, as a female and a woman in Wilmington Arms, too. Like, was it different? Like, do niggas give you, like, more leeway? Because you a female or whatever the case may be. Because there's a lot of shit going on out here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like,
niggas be telling.
Oh, yeah.
Niggas be doing all type of shit. Like, you feel me? Like, have you ever encountered a nigga just telling? You feel me? Like,
yeah.
And snitching and shit like that in the ghetto?
Yep. Free Lil Cholo, man. There's a couple snitches going around. That's kind of what inspired my song, Time For It. It's just like, I seen it. Or one of our friends telling somebody, you know? And it kind of broke up the crew. But it had you looking like you can't really trust the people around you. See, me, I don't put myself in those situations, but I've seen it. You get what I'm saying? I'm on the outside looking in like, oh, bro done told. You can't tell on me because I ain't doing nothing. But I seen you telling my brother, you know? So, but other than that, I got a lot of leeway. I would say 50-50 because who my brother is a hothead. Everybody know my brother, so anytime I had like an encounter, my brother come. But I was a girl. I was riding skates. I remember I beat up two boys over there on skates. No. You feel me? So I had my own respect because my brother was whooping ass. I was whooping ass too, in a sense. But I was beating up boys. Like, I was fighting boys.
Oh my fucking God, homie.
So I always been rough around the edges, but.
So you coming through, you squabbling niggas up.
Hey, Jacquees, man, if you see this, I love y'all. It was a long.
So who you squabbled up over there? Who got their ass with? I need to know.
They twins, huh?
They twins?
Lil Vibo, they twins. They was twins, but they don't look alike.
Oh, they don't stay over there no more.
Nah, yeah, they're my peoples, man. I just had to.
Y'all got your ass with my energy. I didn't know that.
They know the story, man. I was on the skates, but they know the story. But
yeah.
And I also got some, this one dude, he took off on me. I was sitting on the stairs. I caught him by the mailboxes in the front. Whooped on him, too. I ain't even, like, gassing though. But we was kids, though, man. We was, like, 12, man. We was kids.
Nah, that's tight though. I fuck with it though.
So that's why I was always respected like one of the dudes. Like,
yeah.
Like, they ain't punking down to me and nothing, but at the same time, like, you talking shit, you getting the black mat real quick, me and you. All right, come on.
You funny for that. You really funny for that. I gotta bring that shit up back to everybody. AD, everybody, I'm like, she was whooping niggas' ass over there. I wouldn't be able to handle
on
that.
On some skates. Yeah. Well, we was bad. But that's family though.
But let's get back to rebranding, my girl. You know what I'm saying? Rebranding. You know what I'm saying? What you doing to rebrand?
I'm just putting out more music. I'm getting into myself more. You know, my problem is I always had like little insecurities. I'm the type to overthink. Like, even today, I was ready not to come because my hair, I got shrinkage, right? I just did my twist last night and I woke up, it was like all over the place. I was like, I don't think I could do this interview today.
I'll say, because that's the girl side.
That's the girl side. Yeah, and my dad side. And them don't understand that. That's they be the trying to rush side. Me. I'll be like, listen, I need like a whole day to make sure my hair cool. Whoop. So the rebranding come in. I'm just trying to like make sure I'm secure myself, just love myself, put out music that I love, you know. Just vibe with, like I said, my supporters. Just kind of get more into the mix because I was so closed off.
From the first time.
From the first time.
Yeah, because what's different from the... From the first time to now, you know what I'm saying? Like, what are you rebranding the most?
Just me as a person, just how I talk, how I carry myself. Just, it's not just the music, it's literally just me, how I do business, like my expectations and what I expect out of this. I'm just really like in tune with myself. Like, I'm so locked in with myself right now that it wouldn't even matter if I failed at this shit. Because I'm so in tune with myself and I'm so comfortable with myself and what I'm doing. Like, I got the studio at my crib now. I'm just locked in. I'm just ready to plant my seeds. So rebranding is just like being a gardener and just planting your seeds and making sure everything is intact. All right, cool. Now blossom. That's how I'm looking at it.
But do you feel like you overthinking shit sometimes?
Yeah, I always overthink. I'm a big overthinker. Like, that's my... Especially if I smoke some weed.
Oh, you're so over with.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you need to come
I'm watching
here.
All my music videos. I might delete one. That's how fucked up it was for me. Like,
you would delete a music video?
I deleted like two music videos.
Ain't no motherfucking way. Them shits must have been free.
Yeah, one of them was free.
Yeah,
I paid $4,000 for one, and it didn't come out right. That's another thing too, being a female. Like, these videographers will play with you, and they be like, "Bro, you don't see like the people I be around. Like, you feel like we playing with you. Like, that's the stuff I deal with." But I definitely deleted some videos just being high and just like, man, I look chubby right here. I don't like this. Like,
oh, hell no. You need to come hang here because I came to this motherfucker no haircut. You know what I'm saying? I threw some glass on out the cup holder. You feel me? Threw my jacket on. I'm like, we in this bitch. You feel me? I got some.
My dad told me today, he like, don't you start this. We start a new year. Don't start this because I.
Yeah, don't start that shit, man. I mean, just long as your shoes is clean. You know what I'm I mean, that's what I say. If your shoes is clean, you feel me, your fit is, you know what I'm saying, it's matching, get out there, you feel me, and you'll be straight, you feel me? Don't, but don't overthink it, but your image is everything, though. Mm-hmm.
That's why I feel like everything. If I get dressed, if I come today and I get a little dressed, I feel good. Like, I can have a conversation with you, and I ain't got to think too much.
Yeah.
You know, I just try to make myself feel better. Even when I'm recording, I try to, like, make myself feel appealing so when I'm recording, I can feel myself, you know?
So you get dressed when you're recording?
Sometimes I throw on, like, I don't get dressed. Sometimes I just, like, go take a shower, put on a white T-shirt, some cool sweats with socks, and I'll smell like my, you know what I'm saying? Not be in there just.
Just so the mic can smell you.
Yeah, like, hey, I really be putting on my sprays and stuff and not, because I want to be like, yeah, you smell good. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's
I ain't
going
to lie, though, because when I tried to rap, I tried to cover that motherfucker with an outfit on. I'm like, well, shit, I got to be looking like something.
No, you know who told me that?
Don't give a fuck.
You know who told me that?
Yeah.
I want to call him Young Bird, but what's his name now? Hitmaker.
Hitmaker.
Right? He told us that we was at the Studio Empire. Like, if you go to the studio, you feel good. You spend all, I spend some money on my outfit just to go to the studio. I'm like, yeah. But my studio at the crib. So a good outfit to me is some fresh new sweats, a fresh tee, and I'm good. But going out to the studio, yeah, I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Now,
okay.
At first I wouldn't. But
I understand that, though. I understand that because you got to pull motivation from somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to pull that shit from somewhere because if you ain't in the streets all day.
Yeah, I'm not
and
in
all
the
that, and niggas is pulling up on you. The studio is the streets.
Yeah.
So I got to have all my jewelry on. Yeah. Nigga, I got to have a fit on. Niggas is falling through and then, you know, beat on. And then that's what we doing.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Like, yeah, I understand that. You feel me?
Definitely get motivation from the streets, though. But I ain't been hanging out like that either, so.
So what's the recording process, man? What are we doing?
I'm not a heavy smoker, but sometimes if I feel real good or I feel safe in my space, I'll smoke. I'll light a candle. One thing I gotta have is a candle lit, and like a cappuccino. I got some cappuccino powder from Sam's Club. If you like cappuccino, I'm gonna put you on. But.
Oh, so you bougie.
Cappuccino. Is that how I'm sounding? Because I didn't even notice
this
that.
This nigga got candles in the cappuccino. I didn't heard it all. She came from the Wilmington arms.
Hey, look, all I needed is a, yeah. Hey, don't get it twisted. Louisiana pack too, snack pack too. But if I'm in the crib, man, I just need a candle, a little joint, and a cappuccino. I'm good to go. Like, I'm good to go. I feel good.
Yeah. Is your engineer everything to you? Because I feel like engineers is like almost like producers. They don't get enough credit.
Yeah, I love my engineer. Shout out to Crystal. And I just started working with somebody named Extendo. Shout out to Loda Great. I got him from him. But I've been engineering myself. But now I send a song out to Extendo. He mix it. Sound crazy. But before I was in the studio with Crystal, I'm still in tune with her. Like, we chop it up. I want to have her come to the crib. Bless you. But engineers, I think they definitely are important because I've been around engineers and they just make me not like my music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not too much fixing, but at the same time, it's the key that matters. It's they energy that matter. I've been
it's
in
like
studios.
You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, I've been in studios where they just like press the button, no energy. So that's why I never, you know how you go to a studio and they provide you with an engineer? I don't do that no more.
Or you come with your own engineer.
I'm going to come on my own or at this point, I'm going to do it myself because a bad engineer will kill your mood, man. When they act like your shit just weak or they just don't care, like,
yeah,
make
like,
you feel like, damn, you be in the booth, like, you be looking at them for confirmation sometimes, like, they just like, like, man, all right, man, come on.
I ain't gonna lie, because I didn't know how to articulate myself in that motherfucker. I didn't know what was what. I'm like, I want to sound like this. Like, and I got the music. I'm like, no, look, like this. This sound, look, listen, nigga.
I know what you mean.
Like, you feel me?
Yeah,
like,
I know
yeah,
what you
nigga,
mean.
Look, press it. Nigga's like, oh, shit, I don't know. I'm like, oh, man, you don't know what the fuck you doing. Like, that shit will kill your vibe. You feel me? Another thing that'll kill your vibe, though, is the producer or the beats. I don't like
yeah,
niggas.
That's my problem now, though.
The beats.
Yeah.
It's just like the beat pack. That shit'll fuck me up. Like, the beat pack.
I feel like people send me their leftovers. Or, like, if I put out, like, a singing song, people just send me R&B slow, slow, slow. It's like, bro, I'm trying to find a mixture. I like up-tempo and slow mixed in one.
But that's why you got to find a producer and lock in with
mm-hmm. I got a couple I'm locked in with, but I just told my pops that we're going to do a session where we bring the producers inside. Because I never really worked like that. I had them come inside and like work around my vocals. You get what I'm saying?
No, that's hard.
I think that's gonna be the best fit for me.
That's hard. I seen a couple niggas do that shit. One was like Schoolboy Q, like, and I seen them like the vocals. It's like a couple sounds, and then Now you got niggas building over the beat. I'm like, what type of shit is this? Nigga on the keyboard, this nigga over here. And then I'm like, damn, this shit cold. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
But you do, even if niggas ain't doing that, like, it's producers out there that like really can lock in with you. Like, Loader Great, like you were saying.
Yeah,
like,
he been sending me some shit.
Like, you should just lock in with just one nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Lock in with like one nigga and then tell him the vibe that you looking for and then you work and then you fuck with a nigga and then it's kind of like your engineer. Like.
Yeah, the producer that made time for it, I actually just like, because he was one of them guys he's hard to get in contact with because he not like a social media dude.
Yeah.
So I always had a hard time like getting in contact with him. Like I brought the beat from him when I brought it and then I just did the song, but I don't even know if he know how big the song was. So I had to put him on game about it. And then we told each other that we gonna lock in, and he was like, "Man, I just want to lock in." I'm like, "Yeah, we gonna be on some Missy and Timberland shit. Like, we gonna go in there and just, cause he got the sound that I feel like fits me the best. Cause he did Don't Hit Me. I don't know if you heard that song. I got a song called Don't Hit Me. He did that one too, and it's like the feeling on those where I was popping my shit. I'm like, I need you. Like, let's come in here and sauce one time.
Yeah, but and your producer though, how you do the splits? Cause you know these motherfuckers out here be crying. You know what I'm saying? Producers, they need they splits and they getting their publisher deal and the whole little shit. Like, is you getting the beats for free and you doing the pub and you doing that on that side or how you doing that shit?
Even with Time For It, I paid for that beat and I only had to pay $100 for the exclusive. Cause I got it early. Like, you know, I'm just give me that. He didn't know what I was gonna do with that song either, but I still put him on the split. But my thing is, like I said, I ain't know too much about the game. So me personally, I don't really be tripping off the splits. Like if a producer, like say if Low or somebody was like, "Man, let's work on this percentage," I'ma ask my team, like, "Hey, this sound cool?" And they be like, "Yeah, that sound cool." I'm with it. I ain't even gonna give you a hard time, but I'm not gonna let nobody fuck me over. You get
fuck
what I'm
you
saying?
Over for real.
I'm not. I can't let no. I'm real leaning on things, but certain things when I see you trying to fuck me over, all right, I turn into a whole different person. You get me?
Do you feel like you want to stay like as an independent artist, or do you feel like you want to be on that major label and have that look?
I feel like right now I'm staying independent just to build my leverage. But if I get the right deal, I'm going to take it because I know what I could do with it. Like, I know that if I get a certain deal and I know how to, like, maneuver with it, like, we going to make the right moves. My fear is getting stuck in a deal and getting shelved and all that. I'm not trying to get into that, you get me?
Yeah.
Cause I love this freedom of like just
putting out when I want to put it
when
out.
When I want to put like Empire didn't stop me. They didn't stop me from putting out. Let me rephrase that. They didn't stop me, but I remember it was a time when I was like, okay, I dropped Princess Diaries. I'm trying to drop another project, and it's like they'll hold you off. Oh, you got to get all this stuff done. They'll hold you off, and it's a year past.
Yeah.
So in a way, you are. You know what I'm saying? But you're not. It's like it was so much in between that. But I'm at a point where I could drop a song tomorrow. But I'm still moving strategic. So it's just about like the right deal. Just coming my way. The right deal. Making sense. Like, I know everybody gonna fuck me over. You gonna get fucked in a deal regardless.
But what do you think is in the right deal? Like, what do you think is like...
Creative control. Creative control. I don't want to be ever locked in for like 5 albums and, you know, yeah. Let's do 2 albums and give me this. I'm good with, give me this and I'll take that and we do that. Like, I had people offer me, I turned down like 300,000, right? But people think that's a lot, but it's not. And that was early on, but that's not a lot because you got to think, once you still got to pay the lawyer, you still got to pay management, you still got to, I'm going to walk away with 20,000, right? 300,000, they still gonna take it for marketing. I just want it to be right. Like, I'm at a point where I need about 200, 300,000 in marketing, and I need about 150,000 just for me. 2 projects, I'm cool. That's cool for me.
That's cool for you?
That's cool for me because I know I'm gonna get them projects done.
Nah,
Pop, boom.
Pops, I need 2 million.
See, I'm not, look, about? I don't wanna be in the hole for 2 million though.
We ain't gonna be in the hole for 2 million. You good.
Nah, I get you.
You are great.
He be on that too, but I be, he know I'm more.
You great.
I'm like a step by step.
Nah, when we get to 2 million, it's time to work.
No, for sure. It's always time to work.
It's
we get 200,000.
More gallery department shirts for sure. It's more of those. For sure, but it's time to pop.
I'm just good with just the creative control mainly.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just giving an example, but I'm good with the creative control and just having a say-so.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the money got to be right, too. But like I said, I'm not a greedy person. That's my problem. I'm really not a greedy person. And that is my problem in a way because I'm good with just good enough as far as financially.
Yeah.
That's just how I am. It's just not too much that I thrive for when it comes to
So you getting checks already from off?
I get my distribution checks now. They all come to me, but like say Time for it, I don't get those checks. They go to Empire. You get
do
what I'm saying?
They split it up for you? Cause I don't know how that works.
No, so I did 3 projects. I recouped every project but my last one, which was 103. But we supposed to have our little sit down, you know, business and figure out that last one, cause I'm sure I recouped that one as well. So once I recoup everything, then you get your split. So Time for it, then I'll get my checks. But Time for it was making, you know, make good money. I ain't really touched that yet. But before I got with Empire, I was getting like some. I was even getting checks then. I was getting like $1,000 checks, you know. It was only out probably about 6 months before I got with Empire. Cool. Yeah, that's cool. I mean,
if you had a person, you know what I'm saying, you wanted to work with right now, man, who would it be? Who would be your favorite artist right now? You'd be like, you know what? I need this motherfucker on a feature.
As a whole?
As a whole.
Lil Baby.
Lil Baby right
yeah,
now.
I feel like Lil Baby, just personality-wise, like even when you watch the documentary, my family like, man, you remind me of you. Like just how he acts, the way he carry himself and like the morals he stand on. And then the music, fire.
Yeah, the music
so I feel
fire.
Like he could do his thing and I feel like I got something to go in with. I feel like we could make a banger. But if it come to L.A., who would I want to work with in L.A.? I think I would, right now, I really want to do something with Savvy. We've been talking to, I just feel like, me and Savvy, I feel like we could make, like, some crazy timeless music because I like the things he talk about, like, real life situations, and he got that pain in his voice, and I could bring that, too, or we could go up-tempo some good vibes. I just like Savvy music right now.
That's great that you said it. That's crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? Gave me a little baby and a Savvy. And Savvy do got that pain in his voice.
He do. He definitely, I feel like he one of my favorites. And Wally, them two, I really rock with them right now.
Wally, too.
Yeah, I feel like Wally is different.
Wally came up here and he did his thing, too. But I fuck with Wally, too. Yeah,
I feel like he different.
He real different.
Yeah.
That nigga told me he was homeless and he slept in the park.
Oh, yeah.
Nigga, and I'm like, damn. And he was like, shit, I still go to the park every day. I'm like,
Gonzalez?
Yeah, I'm like, you really love this shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, I fuck with that nigga for sure.
100%.
Top 5 females in this motherfucker that, you know what I'm saying, that you fuck with, are you listening to right now?
You talking about as a whole, right?
As a whole.
who do I listen to? I think Lotto is dope. I liked her project.
Lotto is dope.
I'll always listen to Nicki. Like, I listen to her old shit mostly. Like, Itty Bitty Piggy, all that. Who else? Because I don't really listen. I love Dej Loaf music. Let's say that. I love Dej Loaf. Could it be old, too? Or new?
Whatever.
Missy Elliott, for sure. Put her in there. And Lauryn Hill.
Why do I feel like Dej Loaf just disappeared on us? What happened?
I don't know.
That was one of them ones that she was just... She got the sound. It just was hard. Like,
you know, When I met her, too, I was... You know, because everybody was trying to put us, you know, like, oh, you sound like Dej Loaf. I'm like, all right, cool. Because in the beginning, I agree. But I knew in my head that I wasn't trying to, and this is just who I am, and that's the person I relate to. You give me, because even when she first came out with Self Soul, people in my neighborhood was like, man, I thought that was you. She wasn't even out long enough for me to copy. You get what I'm saying? But
yeah.
I know when I heard her, I'm like, this is me. Like, this is the type of, you know, but I grew into my own sound. So when I met her... she told me something. Oh, I was sitting on top of the, you know how you sit on top of the couches in the club?
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting on top of the couch. I just performed. She was walking through like this, and we knew it was her because they had all the cameras in her face. She walking right with the mic in her hand. She look at me. I'm thinking like what's she on? But she look and she like,
what's
all
up?
Right, cool. So we shaking. She like, yeah. So then she get off stage. She had her VIP section. They told me to come in there. I came in there, and she was like, man. Like, what's up, man? She's like, hey, I'm going to tell you something real quick. That they don't make them like us. I'm like, so she get what I'm on. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, it ain't like a copying thing. It's like we are similar to each other in every aspect. You get what I'm saying? So she was like, they don't make them like us. I'm like, nah, I feel what you're saying. But I was, like, nervous, right? Because Dej Loaf is somebody when I met her. It was like meeting your idol. You get what I'm saying? So I was like, I don't know how she going to act. But she was cool. She took her hat off. She had just got, like, the cheetah print hairstyle or something. She's like, you like my hair? Like. I'm like, yeah, I like it. She like, you smoke? I'm like, I don't smoke. I ain't smoke at the time. Then I was like, you know what, man? I'm going to just tell you, like, straight up, man, I fuck with you, man. Keep doing your thing. Like, she like, you know what? You real as fuck. I like you. You ain't even asked me to follow you on Instagram. I'm like, nah, it's just love. Like, it is, you know. She put her number in my phone, and that was that. Like, I really felt like it was a respect level. Because, you know, if you get somebody, everybody telling you, oh, this person copying you or y'all something, like, it's going to be like, when you meet them, you're going to be like, You think you mean?
I feel like she was one of them people too that just like they wanted to change her.
Definitely, I feel like that too.
They was wanting to change her. You can
and
see
she
it.
Laid back too as well. Like
you can see it.
She real laid back too. Like in this game, you gotta be like, I'm not taking no bullshit. You know, and my fear was like people gonna think I'm a bitch, but I came to the conclusion like, man, y'all gonna have to think I'm a bitch because y'all not gonna just run over me at this point. Like I'm gonna have to just be a bitch. So I definitely feel like that's something she went through is like just being laid back and letting people make their opinions. You get me? But you gotta step into your zone and I feel like you see she been dropping though.
Oh God.
And I love that. And I'm like, yeah. We need more in the game, man. I feel like with female rappers, everybody be like, oh, you sound like this person, but they don't tell the niggas that.
Nah, they don't.
It's niggas that I know sound just like, they don't, like to the females, though, how they do the females.
It's a little bit more rough on the female. But all you L.A. niggas sound like they from Detroit. I ain't even gonna lie, niggas is crazy.
I can't even get into that style, really, like that. Like, I fuck with Blue Bucks, I fuck with HBK, Jaji, you know. But other than that, I can't really get into that.
But why do you feel like, damn, well, I ain't even gonna say why you feel like mainstream from Compton. You just said it's like it ain't no female that came out of Compton. When you said that shit and I was thinking about it, I was like, what? It ain't no girls that came out of Compton.
I mean, you got Yo-Yo, like, but.
I mean, let's give Yo-Yo about her respect, you know, Yo-Yo.
Yeah,
but these young, you know, younger, at the younger generation, where it's at. And I feel like it's too many niggas in Compton for niggas have to not feel like they can't pull up a motherfucking girl, you know what I'm saying, no matter what it is, pull her up and let's see what it do. Like, it's too many artists coming out of Compton.
Definitely. Like,
you feel me? Why you feel like, why you think, you know what I'm saying, ain't nobody went mainstream, in your opinion?
I just feel like we got to make mainstream music. That's one thing. Like I said, a product got to sell mainstream. Like, and I really feel like I got the ability to do that. And I also feel like it's a few that I feel like it's people that got the ability to do it. It's just like how much work you going to put in. That's the first thing I think about when I wake up. It's like, man, am I going to do this, be this female from Compton that really do this shit? It's like how much work you want to put in. And I just feel like it's the music. I feel like we got to have mainstream music. I can't think of a artist that's making mainstream crazy music.
Yeah.
Gina. But including myself.
Hold on, every interview I have, this young lady comes in here and everybody screams her name.
Gina Popular, man.
Come on, Gina, dog. Are you to be doing this shit on purpose? You want to sit down? You got your hair done. You know what I'm saying? You want to sit down? Come on, dog. When she come in, you know time is up. I don't know if he's up.
He said you got your hair done.
I got a limited time when she walk in this motherfucker. She funny. I love her. Let's go here with Gina Views. Has Gina Views ever invited you to a cypher?
Yeah.
She did?
I wasn't ready, though. I know Gina know that. I wasn't ready. No, honestly, she was working with my boy Jairus Law. That's who I was rapping with at the time. He from Watts. He had went to her show, and they were trying to get me to come up there, and I was just, like, nervous.
No, you sent me a verse. Remember, you had a situation.
A verse?
I got a verse for you.
Oh, I probably did. I don't know, but I remember, like, he talking about, like, the whole cypher things.
You had a serious situation. You don't know who?
No.
When somebody got shot and somebody died, you was in the hospital.
Let's talk about it.
Dang, when was this? What year was this? It depends on the year.
Hold on, my nigga. Maybe
2017 when I did the All Girls Cypher. You remember you sent me a verse and all
of that? Nah, I remember I've been trying to do a cypher with you for a minute. I remember we had a couple like Ash Bash. Look, I don't believe it. Like, when you gonna come, nigga?
So Gina tried to get her for a cypher. If y'all can't hear, you know what I'm saying? She only got the verse because something happened. Somebody got killed or something. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I gotta think about.
You know why you don't know?
I'm gonna tell you why
you don't know. Cause you was lying like a motherfucker. Look.
Nigga! Hey, I ain't gonna never play with nobody's life like that.
She didn't wanna go do that shit.
Man, I got me sweating. I'm like, who the fuck?
Lying like a motherfucker. Maybe get her up.
Cause I'm gonna go to our DM.
Oh, no, let's transition up out of that.
Who died in 2017? She was lying.
Dogs? Oh my God.
Gina. Oh, she a cold. Hey, when I came here, I said, y'all ain't got no dogs, right? I do not fuck with dogs, bro.
You don't like dogs?
I'm jumping on couches.
You got the phobia? What happened?
when I was little, man, my mom's scared of dogs too. So when I was little, she used to be walking me to school. And the dog would come and she'd jump on top of the car and the dog would be like this. And she gonna get mad at me about this too. And then another situation, I messed up my leg. I was like 7 or 8. Man, a dog started chasing us. She gonna get in the car and lock the door.
Yeah.
My mom, like, she locked the door out of, like, she was kept locking it, unlocking it. I'm running around the car, the dog jump on top of me.
But dogs in the ghetto is different, though. Dogs in the ghetto is different.
Nah, but I'm getting better. I'm glad you're not here. I'm getting better.
Living in the ghetto, was moms and pops together or were they separate?
No, they was together.
Your whole younger life?
Yeah, they was together.
All right, I'm gonna ask you this. Cause how did they accept you, you know what I'm saying, coming out, you know what I'm saying, gay?
Okay, I got you right here. My mom, I think she had seen something on Facebook. I think I was flirting with somebody on Facebook or something, right? So she like, what's this? Whatever. So I forgot how that went, really. I know she found out, right? So she had a hard time at first, but it wasn't like hard like that. Like, she snapped out of it. Like, you know, I still love you, whatever. So she came in my room and she was like, I just got one question. Like, so I ain't gonna get no girl babies or nothing. I was like, no, I don't know. She like, but how you know you don't like something you never tried? I said, Mama, get out of my room. Like, you give me?
Yeah.
So she like, all right, I'm gonna leave it alone. Like, she wasn't tripping. But, and then my dad, I didn't tell him. She kept telling me, when you gonna tell your daddy? When you gonna tell your dad? I'm like, I ain't telling him. So I had this girlfriend. She was like coming around. My mom knew, right? So my mom know. My mom cool with the girl. Me and my dad, we gonna go get a battery for my car. He like, is that your girlfriend? I was like, yeah. Like,
but were you dressing? You were still dressing like, you know what I'm saying?
I always dressed like a tomboy, though.
Like
that's
a tomboy,
I
yeah.
Like, I wasn't like too, but I was always like just rough. Like, yeah, I just was my regular self. Like, then I feel like you asking like maybe if they knew before. I don't think so. Like, yeah. I really don't think so. Like, I really don't think it was like, oh, we knew she was going
to
be.
To what age, though? Like, 16, 17?
Honestly, my mom and them found out I was, like, 20.
20?
Yeah. I wasn't in high school or nothing. Because, like I said, I always been to myself. Like, I didn't date, like, crazy. Or I didn't, you know, I always just been to myself. I always just been tomboy. I played basketball, and I also did cheer. Cheer was on accident, though. So I always just been, like, it was possible for me to not be gay. You get what I'm saying? It was possible for me to be. It was like you couldn't tell, really.
It's really just, it's just in you.
Yeah.
I had a similar situation with my oldest daughter, you know what I'm saying? And she has something, I don't know, these kids is crazy. She said something about some bisexual. Her mama started panicking. But, you know, I'm having a talk with her, but I really don't give a fuck what you got going on.
Yeah.
You know, you got the school, you doing this, you feel me? You successful, you got your head on straight, you ain't from trying to kill nobody.
Right.
I'm saying, don't be a serial killer.
Or don't be no sick motherfucker.
Yeah,
like
you ain't doing that, but I don't give a fuck. But, you know, that's just the older generation. Motherfuckers really didn't know how to take that shit. Now, I think it's kind of like, it's lightening up right
it's
now.
It's super light right now, because even right now, I'm like, damn. Even when I was scared about my mom finding out, it still wasn't as light as it is now. Like, now it's just too much going on, though. Now it's like, I feel like the TV try to, like, make
persuade
people think.
Persuade you to do something.
You know, like, feel like this. Like, growing up, I didn't understand my emotions like that. It wasn't persuaded to me. Like, it wasn't like, you got to do this. Or it wasn't nothing that traumatic happened that made me, like, it was just, like, in me. Like, this is just who I am. Mm-hmm. I never understood it. And then I got older, and I was just like, okay. Like, I always was even uncomfortable with girls. Like, being around a girl. Like, I just never been, like, over-sexual or nothing like that. It's just, I always been just. So when I realized, like, damn, I be thinking girls is cute. Like, it was like, okay. Because I wasn't attracted to. You get me? Like, it's just, they be like my homeboys. Like,
yeah.
So I never experienced too much of nothing. And then I just realized, okay, I think this is how I like girls. Like,
oh, this is what I
like. This is what I like. Like,
yeah, this is what I'm doing.
This is
what. She a bad one. Let me see.
But my whole family, everybody treated me the same. Nobody treated me different. Literally, nobody. Because I'm just real family oriented. Like, super tight with my family.
So. Nah, that's good. That's great, homie. I like to hear that. I mean, shit. And I feel like, you know, a lot of shit. They are trying to push a lot of shit on the
kids.
Yeah,
that's what I do disagree with.
They definitely trying to push a lot of shit on kids. But it definitely, I feel like it's in you. You feel me? Like, you can't just really just transition that way. But I don't know. Some niggas it is, I don't know. But, you know, I feel like so that shit got to be in you. But, you know, it is lightening up a lot. You feel me? And I think that's a good thing. You feel me? I think that's a good thing. And it got to be totally everywhere, just in hip-hop, too. Like, niggas just need to kind of lighten up on the whole little everything. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, Because
the Saucy Santana shit. Like, I'm not going to lie.
You got some bangers? You got some bangers? Hey, he got some bangers. Like, that's why I said the product selling.
Crazy. But that's crazy, though. Like, I would never be like, hey, the... You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what's that? You feel me?
You
if my girl showed me, she showed me the shit, I'm like, oh, that's wild. I don't know.
Look, you stupid.
But it banged, though. But,
nah,
the world is growing, though. You know what I'm saying? The world is growing. The world is wild. Like,
nah, you a real one. You said that shit
up, bang. I don't know if it's going to ease up to what, because nigga got ass in the beard, so I don't know if it's going to go that crazy right now.
Well, he didn't just say ass in the beard, bro.
He got ass. Yeah, it's like, it's crazy,
stop
bro.
That.
That shit, like, the world to start evolving. It's evolving, but you know what I'm saying? But, you know, everybody taking it like long time ago, that shit would have been out. They, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But
yeah, definitely. So hip-hop is doing its thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, you know, Gina came up here and fucked my whole little shit up, you know what I'm saying? Because I knew it.
Look, she's the...
But yeah, Gina's before we get up out of here, you know what I'm saying? Let these motherfuckers know what you got coming next.
All right, man, I got Missed Calls Volume 2 dropping soon. I got G-Funk going crazy right now. Make sure y'all go stream that. And we're going to do an Asian Friends concert. I'm going to make sure you pull up with Gina. She came to the last one.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she came to the last one.
She don't invite me nowhere or do nothing outside of this shit.
I'm going to invite you personally. But yeah, make sure y'all get ready for that.
You hosting who mixtape?
Oh, yeah, that's with Rally, right?
See, look, she be
just, hey, hold on. Gina just be shouting out shit and don't be knowing the full thing sometimes. I'm seeing.
That's
I'm seeing
why I told
that.
Her to sit down.
What's up? But yeah, make sure y'all go stream all that G-Funk out right now. Stay tuned for me and Blue Bucks record right in. It's Asia, Princess of Compton. Follow me on Instagram, AZJAH_. And I want to give you something. Hey, can y'all bring me the, I want to give you a little, I don't know if you can fit a medium, but that's all I have left. It's the custom Missed Calls. Shit.
Medium? I mean, I can
I got
put
some
it
treats
on.
For you in the box, though.
I can put it on, but I'm,
man, yeah, it's a scary
you know, I'm kind of tall, you know what I'm saying?
Just give it to him. But there's
come
some
on,
treats
man.
In there for you. But yeah,
you
that's
come
it.
Come over here.
T-Rail, I appreciate you having me.
Yeah.
You open that when you know, there's some treats in there.
You got in here,
I don't know if you do edibles and shit, but.
I thought you didn't get high.
I mean, you know, I just want you to enjoy yourself.
Okay, I got some
merch. Nah, just some light. But yeah, Missed Calls out right now. And that's what it is, man. That's
Missed
all I got.
Right now, don't worry about nothing. You hear what I mean?
Yeah, T-Real came in here with that energy.
Yeah.
And we finished with that.
Yeah.
All right, I appreciate you, man.
Man, I fuck with you, man. There you go. My girl Asia, don't worry about nothing. You know what I'm saying? Gonna catch her on all the whole little shit. What's your Instagram again?
AZJAH_.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And if you want to catch me other than this, you know what I'm saying? Catch back on Fig. Don't worry about nothing. If you want something for the ladies, you know what I'm saying? SoSoRella.com. Go fuck with that too. You feel me? Get our merch, you know what I'm saying, too. At the end of the day, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Don't worry about nothing. NoJumper.com, man. Hit the YouTube links. Don't worry about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We gone.